920 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest, I'm going to apologize to her in a second. She is the professor of pharmacy practice at UIC College of Pharmacy and past president of the American Pharmacists Association. It's our good friend, Jan Engel. It's good to see you, and I'm sorry about all the text messages this week and my runny nose that I got from Jane.
I love your text messages.
Jan is a text message away from an answer of what kind of over-the-counter drug should I get for this ailment.
You know, after texting you this week, people don't read labels, do they?
They do not. In fact, there's data that tells us that less than 50% of consumers read the label of any of their over-the-counter medicines.
People are taking Alka-Seltzer with Tylenol, which contains acetaminophen, right?
Right.
And they both contain it, and you can't take them both at the same time.
Actually, Alka-Seltzer has aspirin in it, so you're taking two analgesics when you don't need both of them at the same time. But NyQuil, for example, does have acetaminophen in it, and you can double dose if you take Tylenol.
Wow.
Wow. Maybe I should start taking some NyQuil. I can't get enough of this.
But they have daytime NyQuil, nighttime NyQuil. So, and so this all came up, Jan, because I've been sick since Thanksgiving. Thankfully, today I'm happy and I'm not sick at all. But so many people around me have just said they've had colds, they've had stomach flus, they've had head bugs, they've had laryngitis, all this stuff going on. So I said, Pete, we gotta talk about medicines. Like, what do I take for this ailment? And he goes, let's get a doctor on. And I said, no. We need to have Jan,
because
she is going to clear it up when we talk about labels. Talk about combo drugs versus independent drugs. So last week I had a head cold. I know I want an antihistamine to dry myself up. I want a decongestant. So, but if I take a NyQuil or something that's a combo of everything, then I'm getting some kind of cough suppressant that I don't need. So is it better to buy the combo, or is it better to know what we need and buy it individually, or do we just ask the pharmacist?
Well, always you want to ask the pharmacist. But one of the problems with combination medications is if you don't need all of the ingredients, you're over-medicating. And so you're opening yourself up to side effects that you may not necessarily need to be exposed to. So combination products work just fine if you need all of the ingredients. But if you don't, you're better off buying single entity products. The other thing with colds is your symptoms will change over the course of the cold.
Right.
So what might work in the beginning of the cold may not be what you need at the end.
Oh, I don't even think about that.
So,
you're right.
So then you buy more combination products than you actually need, and you end up spending more money.
Okay, is there a cure? What works for the common cold? To stop a runny nose and cough?
Antihistamine.
The very best thing is prevention, because there is no cure for the common cold. I hate to
wash
tell you that.
Wash your hands, you do go. Not pick your nose, and keep your fingers out of your ears.
Yes.
And thank
also,
you, Mom.
Wipe off all your inanimate objects. So like in my house, when my kids both had colds last week,
right,
I was wiping down all of the computer keyboards, the mouses, the doorknobs, everything, trying to keep those colds from spreading.
I know, but just don't touch your face,
no,
right?
But at that
That's
point,
right, because the virus,
everyone in the house is sick, I'm like, all right, I'll get it next week.
No, not necessarily. But Pete's right. If you don't touch your eyes, nose, mouth, the virus can't get in your body, and then you're not going to get sick.
What if you breathe it in?
Well, if you have droplets in the air, if somebody sneezes in your face, then you've got a problem. But if it's just sitting on an inanimate object, you're not going to get it unless it's entering your body through
wear
touch.
Gloves everywhere you go.
All right, that's a little extreme.
Mary Vandeveld, she swears by it during the wintertime. All she does is wear gloves everywhere. Opens doors wearing gloves. But what if you take your glove and touch your nose? You got the germs.
It's the same thing.
But so talk about when you sanitize everything, then our bodies aren't building up antibodies to not get that whatever it is. Like the hand sanitizer. I was sitting next to a lady on a plane last week, and she wiped down the entire seat next to me. And I looked at her. She goes, I know you think I'm crazy, but I just don't want to get sick. I was like, well, that's kind of a good idea.
Well, if you keep your hands out of your mouth, nose, and eyes, then chances are you're not going to catch anything. But it's okay to wipe things down when you know somebody in your household's been sick.
Okay.
So I wouldn't necessarily do it all the time. But in public areas where there's a lot of different people touching things, like gyms, think about where you see somebody sneezing on the equipment and you're going to touch that equipment.
Yeah.
So you need to think about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, you turn into a crazy person if you keep doing that. Just keep them away from your face and keep washing your hands, right?
I agree. Yes, wash your hands. And then if you do get a cold, there are products that can help the symptoms, but they are not going to cure the cold.
Right.
Because that just has to run its course, right?
Yes, and it can take 7 to 10 days.
Oh, I know it.
You've had a cold since Thanksgiving?
Well, I mean, I had laryngitis, so I had no voice, but I had no head cold symptoms. Like, I felt great. I just couldn't speak. And then over Christmas, I had something that made me feel ill, but I didn't have a head running cold. You know, when you think, oh, carrying around a box of Kleenex and my nose is running, my face is just, I'm just in a pool. That was last week. So I hadn't had that until last week, which was, to me, a totally different cold, right?
Right.
Than everything else.
And that's when you want to really read the label. Think about over-the-counter medicines. The only thing between you and disaster, because you're getting side effects or taking the wrong thing, or success, is you. You have to read that label. That's what the label's there for.
You have to.
You don't have the doctor to write the prescription. You don't have the pharmacist double-checking, although we will always answer your questions. So it's so important for consumers to read that label. And if you have questions, ask your pharmacist, and we can help you navigate that over-the-counter aisle.
Look at look at Jane's face. Like, I just don't understand all of this.
No, well, so this is why you're here, because I go, my nose is running off of my face. What do I take to dry? I know I need to dry it up, right? So I go, okay, I need Claritin. Claritin is for allergies. Does allergy medicine work for my common cold, which is an antihistamine? I'm not allergic to cats, but yet my face is running down my face. Fexofenadine, loratadine, all the names.
That's why the pharmacist can help, because not only is there a lot of different products out there, there's brand extensions. So one product may have a similar name to another, contain completely different ingredients. So it's so important to read that label.
If I walk into Walgreens and then they have Claritin and then they have Wallovin or whatever they call it, the generic version is exactly the same,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I almost always recommend generic versions to
it's
save
cheaper.
Money. Yes. The only time sometimes the brand is better is sometimes in kids' products,
okay,
where the taste might be better with the brand versus the generic. But the actual drug product is the same, and it'll work the same, and you save money.
Will you tell that to my wife? Because I've had this conversation with her 1,000 times. No, I got to get the name brand. No, save $3. Get the generic version.
The next time I see her, I'll talk to her about it.
I don't get it.
So give me the takeaways, okay? Because I'm learning a lesson here. You decide what your symptoms are, whether you have a stuffy head, you have a runny nose, you have a cough, you've got congestion. Then you treat those symptoms by deciding what meds over the counter to take to treat those symptoms.
Right. So for example, if you have a stuffy nose,
yes,
then you want to find a decongestant.
Right.
There's different kinds. You can take one that is a pill or liquid, or there's sprays like Afrin or oxymetazoline, which is the generic, which helps stuffy nose almost instantly. Or there's products like Sudafed or pseudoephedrine, which is behind the counter and worth asking for. It's
okay.
Longer acting, and it's got a better...
That's where they take your ID.
That's where they take your,
yeah,
ID, but it's a great decongestant.
Yeah.
It's safe. It's just in a different place in the pharmacy, but it's worth asking for. And what I actually recommend in cold and cough season is buy some ahead of time, so you're not worrying about showing your ID when you're sitting there and can't breathe and you're dying at home at night.
Yeah, it's always so weird. It's like, I'm in trouble. Here, let me take your ID so you can get some cough medicine.
It's worse when you're sick and you're standing in line, you're like, sorry, I'm sneezing on you. I just need something.
Put some things in your medicine cabinet that can help.
So talk about, a lot of people I know have had the stomach bug, right? And then the first person, I'm sorry, I had a stomach bug. I was like, ooh. But then I've now talked to 3 or 4 other people that have been seriously vomiting for hours and hours. Is there something that you can take for that, or is that a flu?
That is usually a virus, and the most important thing is to stay hydrated. There really is no magic pill that's over the counter that's going to help with that. There are some products that can kind of settle your stomach, but it's really better to just try to stay hydrated and let it run its course. But if you think you're dehydrated, that's when you go call your doctor or your provider.
So when I woke up on Thursday morning, was that the text when we started on Thursday? And I had the runny nose, or was that Wednesday?
I got you sick over the text message.
I went to the gym, and I sat in the steam with the eucalyptus, and it actually helps.
Yeah, humidified air is one of the best things you can do for either congestion, runny nose. It helps hydrate all your mucous membranes, and it makes breathing a lot better. So if you don't have a sauna to go to, you can just steam up your shower and breathe in the air there. Vaporizers can work. But humidified air is great for sore throats. It's great for stuffy noses. Any kind of cold symptoms, it can help.
I also did Allegra, which you suggested, and I've been taking Alka-Seltzer cough and cold.
Did you send both of us that video this morning of you taking the Alka-Seltzer?
I did.
Yeah.
So can you take those two together? Or is that a no-no?
And that's really a no-no. There's a lot of issues here. Let me start with the Alka-Seltzer plus cold.
Oh my gosh.
Are you aware that that product, when you take the dose, contains almost a gram of sodium?
So is it really?
Yes.
No wonder I feel so bloated.
I heard that was good for hangovers.
No, not necessarily.
That's a cheeseburger.
That's another conversation.
Right, for another
day. But the Alka-Seltzer has a gram of sodium. So if you have high blood pressure.
A gram of sodium?
It does. One dose is it's almost about 800 milligrams.
Oh, my gosh.
Any effervescent product, you need to watch out because most of them are very high in sodium because that's what makes it fizz.
Wow, so, it's wonderful. I love the fizz.
Well, it's okay if you don't have any of the contraindications. So things like high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, kidney disease. So anyway, that's number one with the Alka-Seltzer. Second thing is it already has an antihistamine in it. So when you add on the Allegra, you're taking two antihistamines.
Okay.
Not a great idea.
Shoot.
Yeah, I would never do the Alka-Seltzer and an antihistamine.
And
Pete?
Based on your symptoms, it didn't sound like you needed all of the medicine that's in Alka-Seltzer,
well,
like the aspirin.
I just want to get rid of it, so I just started taking everything.
But that's
and I
the gotta thing.
Read the label. Yeah.
Over-the-counter read drugs do not label. Get rid of colds.
And then let me ask you this. How often can we take? So I was taking 10 milligrams of loratadine, and then I was taking a Sudafed, and then I was taking two Tylenol.
Mm.
And then I would wait about 6 hours till I completely was not feeling good at all, and then I would take it again. And then I read you can't take the loratadine more than twice a day.
It depends on the dose of the loratadine, but many times it's once a day. Some of them are twice a day, so that's an issue. You shouldn't be taking it
My
more than that.
My head is spinning right now.
And that's why the pharmacist can help. This is a lot for consumers
well,
to
I'm going
to
take
with.
A break, and I'm going to ask you about the neti pot, too. That thing that you put in your nose?
Yes.
Talk to the pharmacist.
Chan Engel is here, very good friend of ours. You are a professor of pharmacy at UIC College of Pharmacy and past president of the American Pharmacists Association. Do you get a belt for that? Like a belt?
No,
as the
nothing,
president?
Nothing that exciting.
And she travels the globe.
You travel the globe.
Talking
I love
about
it.
Pharma.
I love it. All right, it's 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzuris in the Allstate Skyline Studios in studio with us. She is a professor of pharmacy at UIC. It's Jan Engel. And we're talking about everything pharmacies and things to take care of colds. Jane, we're going to get to the flu in a second, but I want to ask about the neti pot.
Okay.
What is the stuff? The neti pot, if people don't know what it is, it's a small little pot. You fill it with water and some stuff, and then you pour it in one nostril and it comes out the other. What is the stuff that goes in the water? What is it?
It's just salt. It's saline.
That's it?
Yeah.
So you put saline in the water and you pour it in your nose. Does it work?
It does. It can be very useful, especially for people with allergies, but it drains, it helps clear out your sinuses and it gets the mucus out of there. If you have allergens in there that are making you sneeze, it helps drain those as well.
Okay.
But the key is you cannot use tap water. There's just been a recent case
yes.
of a death because of that. You want to use distilled.
Really?
Yes, or sterile water, because things in the water can.
I know. Well, that's I have never used a neti pot because I don't like to stick things up my nose and let alone have it come out the other side. And I also have heard using just tap water is not good. So you say distilled water.
Distilled or sterile is fine.
It's a dollar.
Or if you boil.
That's fine. I have some at home. I just never.
Distilled water.
Did you do the neti pot?
I did the neti pot, and I live in the city where the houses are very close, and my kitchen faces my neighbor's kitchen, and I was doing it. And
kitchen.
My neighbor Tim looks over at me, he's like, shakes his head, thinking, what the hell are you doing?
Neti pots are great, though. They're a nice non-pharmacologic way to get some relief.
Right.
Speaking of non-pharmacologic ways, and maybe pre-prevention, what do you think about zinc? At the first sign of a cold, or even elderberry, there's like a syrup. Can you talk about this? Is it because it's not pharmacy? Or there's something I used to call emperor's mushrooms. They're little tablets.
Whoa, wait a second. Are you talking about college?
Yeah, I think I'll avoid that. But zinc, let's talk about the zinc.
Okay.
There is some data that suggests that topical zinc, when I say topical, I mean like the lozenges that you suck on, can help decrease the severity and the duration of a cold. There's caveats, though. One is you need to use it within the first 24 hours that you get symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because the way it works is the zinc ions that are in this lozenge that you're sucking on, it kind of surrounds the virus and stops it from replicating.
Oh.
So you don't get as much of a viral load and as many symptoms. So zinc lozenges can be useful.
So the pill doesn't work? Zinc pill?
No, you can't take it orally because that's not the mechanism of action. It won't help you.
So I'm wasting my time taking that pill.
You kind of are. Yeah, I'm sorry,
Pete. What a waste of money. They had two for one at Jewel this week. I bought two of them.
Yeah, but it's really interesting that you say, because it says within the first 24 hours of symptoms, and a lot of times I'm in the 23rd hour, and I'm like, can I do it now? But now I understand how that works.
Right, if you have a huge viral load, you're already going to have symptoms, and you're going to have that cold. But if it's early on, it can be very helpful. So things like Cold Ease is an example of a zinc product. You suck on those. They do leave kind of a metallic taste in your mouth because you're sucking on zinc. So some people complain of mouth irritation and occasionally nausea, but generally it is something you can try.
So those little packs by the checkout work with the zinc in them when you first get sick?
If it's a lozenge,
okay.
That's what's been studied the most. So in terms of what data we have out there to support the use of it, again, it's equivocal. Some say it works, some say it doesn't. But if you don't have a contraindication, it's not a bad thing to try.
That's really good information and good news. Now, is it too late to get the flu shot?
It is not too late. It is never too late to get the flu shot. It's best, you know, CDC recommends it in October, but we are just getting into the high flu season in the state of Illinois.
Oh.
So if you haven't gotten your flu shot, I would recommend getting it.
Have you got your flu shot?
No, Kurt got a flu shot last week because he just had a random doctor's appointment.
What are you waiting on?
Well, I didn't think about it until Kurt said I came home and I got they gave me a flu shot. I go, really? And then I text Jan right away and I said, is it too late to get a flu shot?
It's not. Flu in Illinois can go as late as May. So it's really starting to amp up here in our state. So I would recommend getting a flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to become effective.
Get it.
Did you get one?
I do because I have a kid. I never had a flu shot in my life until I had a kid.
I get the flu every six years.
I never get the flu.
So 2020 is my year.
We had 80,000 deaths last year due to flu.
For the flu?
Yes. So I really recommend flu shots.
Wow.
Even though they're not always 100% effective, they can decrease the severity of the flu. So it's a good idea to get one. And it is a myth. You cannot catch the flu.
I was just going to say, can I get the flu from the flu?
Not from the flu vaccine. The vaccine is inactivated. It's dead virus. There's no way to get the flu.
How about a toilet seat?
Well, that's a different story.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's for another time, too. Jan, we're out of time. You're the best.
What? Well, thank you.
Thank you for coming in. So our takeaways, if you have a cold, what are the two best things to take?
It depends on your symptoms. Read the label and make
your
sure
pharmacist. That,
and ask your pharmacist.
And I love what you said. Pick your pharmacist as you pick your doctor.
Yes. Pick your pharmacist as carefully as your doctor. You want a pharmacist who will counsel you and make sure you get the best use out of your medications.
Because some are a little crabby out there, aren't they? Yeah, I know you can't answer. Because
how do pharmacists not get sick with all those
president.
Sick people asking them all these questions?
We wash our hands.
I'm going to wash my hands right now.
You didn't like question. That answer.
Professor of Pharmacy at UIC College of Pharmacy, Jan Engel. Thanks for
Thanks,
coming
Jan.
In.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank
you.
You know we love you. It's 720 WGN.